This is Dominga and Yas.
Yeah.
And then Ramos, yeah.
The American.
Yeah. Ramos, yeah. But he's in charge of that.
Yeah, I think they're the ones standing over there. I don't know what.
But you think there might be a unity between the two at some time, hopefully.
Maybe that's what they're hoping for.
Yeah. But right now they're separate as far as the...
I don't know whether they're really separate, because one thing while we see Anana, you know, this is a Ramos,
yeah,
or
the Saga.
Yeah, we would like to meet them very
yeah,
much.
Because we remember them when we were small. So
they
will remember us.
They were active where? In the Honolulu branch or...
Yeah, even when
yeah,
was just one
before.
Especially
the Saga
yeah.
Pinto Namo.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Were they active
yeah,
in
the
yeah.
Yeah.
So most of these elderly ones, you know.
Like you mentioned Dua Koyadu, I remember him too, but I don't know what happened to him.
He has an office and in that Moncado building now.
Oh, over there.
Yeah,
and
I think I thought he was in charge, but I guess everyone says, seems to think that Ramos
is
the one.
Yeah, I think Ramos. As far as Kusimir, I don't the only time I know who they are is when they had a uniform.
But they come to church too every
year. Yeah,
we
see them sometimes.
How, you attended the banquets when they held them here in Honolulu? Mm-hmm.
Whenever we can, we would be there. Because most likely we would be the ones who be helping to prepare for one of us would be speaking.
Sometime we should describe the whole banquet. You know, how what all the preparations. If you were involved in the preparation, did they also have like they obviously ate, but did mostly Filipino food and then prepared by the members?
They had some raw food. Raw food, right?
They had fruit
salad.
Uncooked, yeah.
Yeah, so they had fruit salad.
And you would prepare this?
No.
But you will take care of selling the hotel. What
they would have, you know, they would really have committees inside, you know, the food, the reception, giving the ladies to the speakers, you know, things like that. But they would have raw food, fruit salad for those who don't eat meat. The rest would be
nothing deep, yeah.
No.
Did the master himself was a vegetarian, as far as you know? Did he eat meat of any kind that you can recall?
I don't know.
He didn't walk up to his plate.
Don't do what I do.
Do what I say.
I only know that when he came at our home, he
ate what we cooked,
yeah.
Yeah.
Which is just pretty
Filipino food.
He could be safe at your house. I wonder, how about Mama Toy? Do you know whether she kept any eating habits? Like as far as vegetarian or?
Because, you know, whenever she was with us, she would eat what we ate,
right.
Which is...
Who were closer to Mama Toy and who were closer to the master, Dr. Moncada? Like, were there different people who were closer to her, different people closer to him?
Hmm.
Would you consider yourself like knowing one better than the other, or closer to Mama Toy than, just because she lived longer, of course, you know, that the fact that you were much older when...
Wait, let's put it this way. We had more contact with Master than with Mama.
No, but then Master left.
Then we
had... She used to get us involved.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she was
interested in getting the younger segments of the group
more active than what's going on in the church. It's really involved us. Like,
so that we had to organize, you know, whatever.
To help.
Do you remember? Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, when the master died in 1956, there was a legal case. This Victor Ramajo came from California. This is in the newspapers, that's how we know about it. Came from California to claim not only leadership over the whole federation, but also to obtain the land back for the federation in Kalihi. And that there was, according to the newspapers, and some of the older men have verified this, that there was a split in the movement and at this time between those who were trying to maintain the solidarity of the old federation and the Moncada Foundation of America, which Mamatoy founded soon after that period. Ramajo eventually lost a court case over that, and Mamatoy was confirmed. Well, I should say the federation, the foundation was confirmed on its ownership over the Kalihi area. I'm wondering at that time, do you remember any activities going on at that time, or any of the, in a sense, who's who, as far as who was supporting who and who was doing what during that period? This would have been 1956, 57, 58, somewhere in there.
See, Ramajo was the vice president, right?
Vice president to the master.
Yeah.
Vice president of the
Philippine
Federation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the life guy. I guess he felt that students, you know, go up then to the position.
Well, what he said he would do, according to the paper again, was that he would never become president because, you know, the master was president for life.
Yeah.
And but he would take over the organization as vice president. And it wasn't only in Hawaii where some resistance to him occurred. It occurred everywhere, including the Philippines, with the separation of the Filipino Crusaders World Army there. I'm wondering if you can remember anything that went on here in Hawaii. I assume that the School Street separation may have occurred at that time, but I don't know for sure. And the local chapters of the Crusaders World Army. Do you remember any of the activities that were going on during that period?
You started saying that Ramajo was here, or
I know he came. The situation was that when we met him, it was such a pleasant encounter that, you know, we don't know all these the injuries or the goings on.
But I know there's a problem about the land.
Yeah.
In Kalihi.
Because the board of trustees that they talk about sometimes, that's the board of trustees appointed by Maestro, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the one with, who are those people? Some of them don't come to church anymore because they kind of separate.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who were in the old federation, but and at some point
I think they feel that they can do whatever with the land of their God of trustees. But the spiritual group, which is mostly those in the foundation, they feel that land is they paid for it through their collection. So they feel, I guess they feel that property belongs to the foundation side.
Well, the way I understood the case is available down in the circuit court. The land was the title of the land was given over to the foundation. That's clear, I think.
Mm.
But
I think the others don't accept that.
Now, who are some of these others, like, and where? Who are they? Do they still have an organization? The only organizations that we know of are the Moncada Foundation of America, the Federation office down on School Street, and then a very small group of people that are under Inocencio Bagay.
Mm-hmm.
They have at least four or five.
Did you meet him?
We met him, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very briefly.
Mm-hmm.
Felix
mm-hmm.
took us to meet him one day. You knew that, I think. And then
Crusaders.
And the Filipino Crusaders World Army. And that, we don't know of any other organization.
Is it within the foundation? Is that what you, like within the Board of Trustees, that there is disagreement as to what to do with the land? Or because how, first of all, what would be the plan for that property in Tolikin? I mean, what do you see even?
And the way Manapur was alive, yeah.
There was an original plan.
Yeah. They're going to make a nursing home. A nursing home.
So that an old age.
For old people. And members who travel from the other islands, the neighbor islands, could be staying there while there's an occasion or event going on.
Like a rest house in a sense.
But
the funding, I think,
she was still alive, and she was trying to secure funding for it. Is that it?
Yes, because Brother Meyer was talking about that too. Yeah. That's the original plan of that.
So, and then you don't know what the plans are now because it's a big property.
Yeah. And every time I attack that circle, I say, oh, what are we? All these things think that's good for that.
And now they have a garden.
Yeah, at least they're doing that. Like food.
The old men don't say anything, yeah? What they want. But they don't express their...
I think some of them do.
Some do.
Yeah.
This Nagal is apparently helpful. We've never met him yet. I've never met
Nagal is, Nagal is one of the ones who's really fighting it.
Fighting.
Yeah, we've
Felix. He's a Board of Trustee, right?
He's close by.
So he's a member of the Board.
I think he's a Board of
Trustee. But he doesn't attend the service.
No, but there's a competition.
Do you know if Mario has any plans for the property? No.
The only plan
I think one of the
present
concerns is legal,
you know. Yeah, there's a recent legal thing, yeah? I mean, there wasn't that fence before.
Yeah.
Do you know what that sounds?
When we came to church one time, we saw them already
digging
up. I don't know what the fence, I don't know what the fence was to not have too many people trespass. Because somebody started digging up that
patio. The courtyard.
Yeah, courtyard. I don't know what they were going to do.
Without permission.
And so I guess the fence went up and nobody goes in there.
And there's a legal case,
what they did with that place, without permission.
Yeah, I think that Mr. Nagal is involved in that, but we haven't gotten very deeply into it and trying to figure out what's going on. But as far as from the old court case, the Moncada Foundation of America, is I think the title for the whole.
Do you have much contact with California?
Mm-hmm.
No, just here.
Maybe Catalonia.
He's the one that goes all the time.
He seems to know some of the Mario and Rai, he knows.
Okay, what's
for
that? You hungry? We take you to lunch then.
It's already pretty young. Did
you realize this fast now?
Well, I haven't looked at my watch. You see what happened? You just dab.
Yeah, this is the first time you're really thinking through things.
So now that you've
you
smart.
This is thing, though, you take it for granted. Yeah, the same thing happened to me with my grandparents. That's why I'm really now very, very conscious of living history, things that people have in their mind.
You know, we should do it again.
Yeah, told Daddy.
We should do it again because now that you've been,
there was something.
Now that you've been.
Go look for your notes too.
Yeah, I'm also interested in what Mama Toy taught, what she told the congregation, the kind of teaching.
Yeah,
I have them. Yeah.
I know I have some notes.
Because you mentioned that in your testimony,
yeah?
That the
you have to look for that.
I just remember how to do it.
When you want to organize something, who is the one that handles it? Is it Dean or Mario or the board?
Organize.
Like, for instance, the procession, what to do when somebody dies, like, if an old man
most
dies.
Likely,
who organizes Dean?
We be the first contact.
Yeah, and then they have certain members in there that are active and helping out, like doing the budding, the office bundle, car, home, yeah.
So there is an organization out there. That's amazing to me, the fact that, you know, I mean, you just organize and get things done.
Yeah, just like having a celebration too, they would have certain people inside. Mm-hmm. And they've been like that all the time, you know?
Whenever
there's something to organize, there are people to work things out.
Yeah. It's a tip. We're power already anyway, we believe.